Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Do you know what the human was built for? Do you know why you exist? Regardless of whether you believe this message is accurate or true, do you know why you exist? You exist in order to amplify the creative source in you, to capture all that is God in you and more. That's why you exist. You don't exist to climb stairs or suffer or go through all kinds of things to be worthy. You are part of God. There's no worthiness issue. Not in the eyes of Spirit. Dear ones, for you, many of you, it's the first time. My partner has never sat in this country. He's never felt the energy that is here. He's never felt the light workers that are in the room before. This is the first time. But it's home. It's always home. There are many who hear this voice, and as I have said over and over, there is a question. Is it real? Is it the man in the chair just giving a lecture? And I'm going to say it again and again and again. There's a logic box that you live in, that you were born in, that will tell you that this particular process is not happening. That's because you were born into a survival mode, even spiritually. You had to be told what to do, how to do it, and wrap yourself around the rules of doing it. You grow up with a perception of what is accurate and not accurate, and that sticks no matter what. There's energy right here, right now, that some of you can feel. I'm so aware of where we are. I'm so aware of everyone who sits in the chair in this great country. There's a newness here. There's an excitement here. There are old souls that are really ready to go here and who have taken what we call the gauntlet since 2012. The gauntlet, meaning a word we use, they have chosen to accept the challenge of change. Is it real or is it not? I'm going to say it again. Are you going to go with what others have told you? Or are you going to use discernment right now for yourself? Is it possible that my partner has stepped aside? He's even told you where he goes and what happens. This is the voice of my partner, using his intellect, his brain, his body, his voice, in order to give you a message from the other side of the veil that says, you are known by God, you are dearly loved, you're in the middle of a great shift, and it's no mistake that you're here. We invite you to feel and discern if this is accurate or not. We throw this to you and say, are you going to stay in the box that you were told is the truth, or are you going to discern the truth for yourself? And if you can just for a moment pry open that box and start discerning, I would tell you it is so safe to to feel the love of God in a different way than you ever have. And you may say, well, I believe in something slightly different. I've got a beautiful prophet that I love, and I want to tell you this. This will not take away from that. God gets bigger. Love gets bigger. Compassion will fill your life like it never has before. And everything that you're doing now will just get grander. We're not trying to talk you into changing into another belief system. We just want you to sense God inside. That's all. And when you do, there will be an awakening and you'll know what to do next. You'll start understanding you are empowered. Greatly empowered. How many of you are here? Don't raise your hand for a healing today. Well, I want to tell you it's a good time. It's a real good time. Because part of God inside discovery is for you to grasp the healing template that has been dormant all these years and ready to be activated by your belief in the change of energy on this planet. Things are shifting and changing. It's a good time this weekend to claim a healing you came for and needed. Some of you need a healing of the heart. I know who's here. I know who's here. You might wake up every morning and feel the pain of either loss or distrust. You don't need to anymore. It's just not needed. You can feel instead the peace around the situation right now that makes you sorrowful. There are those right now, and I know who is here, who have recently lost those you've loved. I know who's here. I want to tell you, they are here. Can you believe that the soul is eternal? That's what all the masters have told you. It is. Where does it go when it leaves this planet? I want you to forget what you've been told for a moment and use spiritual logic. If the soul is eternal and it was in your body, why does it have to leave and be unattainable, unavailable? It doesn't. It stays. Part of it stays. Part of it remains for one reason. One reason, to give you peace over the loss. Did you know that? They're still here. They're still here. There is so much that we would love to speak of that is beyond the physics that you know, but is part of a grander physics that is there. Multi-dimensional quantum physics is the way the universe runs. Three-dimensional physics is the way you run, because you just haven't discovered the rest yet. And part of it explains so many things that you think are mysterious or magic. Not true. Are you feeling it yet? Are you feeling it yet that this could be accurate and true? That the love of God is far bigger than anything you have ever been told, and it lays right here in this room, ready to meet you in a way you never, ever have allowed before. I am Cryon, messenger. That's all. I don't have a work for you to join. I have information for you to feel. Truth that God is in every single human being and can be accessed to improve your life. This is the energy that was predicted for that exact thing. I'll be back later. And so it is.